Yeah, we're live.
Wow.
I feel like everything Eric says is meme filled. Is that just me? Like,
no, that's right.
When Eric said we're live, you were trying too hard.
That's kind of like a meme.
That's Eric's meme.
That's me. I'm a meme.
Why did you do a meme spout?
That's a good question.
Like, we're live. Who used to say that? Wasn't it Johnny Carson?
Yep, that's it.
You're shooting for the stars.
Live from New York, Saturday night.
Yeah.
Yeah, why not?
That's supposed to be funny. And
that's like the oldest meme. That show's like 100 years old.
Yeah.
Thank you.
What's the oldest meme in history?
You know what? Seriously.
Like Mark Twain said something.
Drop all the bullshit. What was the first meme? Can you remember?
In history, like even, like fuck the internet. Like just, it was a thing.
Is it the Bible?
History
of the Bible?
Judas.
Ooh,
edgy.
Not trying to be controversial, just think it's the first meme.
What if like those cave paintings are just emojis and we just don't know?
Holy shit. I think cave paintings might be a top contender for first meme ever.
Mm-hmm. That's gross to think
some
about.
Guy, I get back then, probably buffaloes was the butt of some joke. And so every cave he went into, he'd paint a fucking buffalo.
You just got buffaloed.
You see a buffalo and go, oh shit, what up?
He was like the Banksy of the Stone Age.
Yeah. You walk into a cave and you see the buffalo and you're like, oh fuck, Buffalo Man was here. Oh
man, you got buffalo rolled.
You got buffaloed.
Buffalo rolled.
But they would. But then they were like, buffalo rolled. You got buffalo rolled? Yeah. How's that work? What do you mean, how's that work? How does something roll? And the guy went, well.
Wow. Created the wheel.
He created the wheel.
Oh, so the wheel is the original meme.
Memes inspired technology.
Memes inspired. It was like.
Kojima was right.
It was like the monolith in 2001, A Space Odyssey. Like someone saw a meme and tools. Advanced tools. Yeah. We go to the moon, Jupiter, and beyond the infinite.
Yeah. Like once you get a meme into your brain, you evolve to the next level of consciousness.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there's
that's
such
pretty powerful.
As a meme lord, I guess.
Meme lord. That would be us.
No.
Damn.
Well, I think the one true God is the meme lord.
Well.
Oh, I said the Bible and I got shit on.
But you made the
Yeah, because you were trying to.
Yeah,
hard.
But we're
he's
talking,
the most
we're
Christ-like,
talking like Quran,
Eric.
You know? Like,
you remember that.
It transcends by biblical stuff.
Yeah, why is the Bible the only way to God?
Yeah. Riddle me that, little Trump.
You're right.
Quran hater.
Donald Jr.
Yeah. Theme song.
What? The sky was gold, it was rose. I was taking sips of it to my nose. And I wish I could get back there, someplace back there, smiling in the pictures you would take. To a climb was to lift you up until you break. It won't stop, I won't come down. I keep stop with the tick-tock rhythm. I bumped for the drop and then I bumped up. I took the hit that I was given and I bumped again. Then I bumped again. I said, how do I get back there?
Do you ever wish that Muhammad Ali didn't die?
Yeah.
He'd still be around.
The champ, I wish.
Yeah, he didn't float like a butterfly.
He'd still be around to
kick
John's ass.
You know,
I bet if he was still alive, he could kick your ass.
I
agree with you. I saw...
Even with his shaky punches.
Yeah.
Well.
He would still...
I'm
saying, despite his shortcomings and holdbacks... He would still kick Sean's ass.
Well, yeah. That's not really like...
Anyone could do that. That's not impressive to me.
I'm just wondering if you ever wish that.
I'm really not even asking this as a means of comedy at all.
No comedy.
How many people
here
thought he was already dead?
Brian,
no, that's...
I really did. I'm not even trying to be funny.
I thought
he had passed away a long time ago.
I knew he was alive. When I told Brian, it was... Oh, I thought he was already dead.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I really did.
Wow, no.
And my brother was the same way.
I remember thinking a couple of weeks ago about Muhammad Ali and then thinking, like, is he? No, he is alive. And, and making a note of that. And then when I heard the news over the radio, of all places.
Of all fucking places.
You know,
bad news.
You know when someone dies out, people always post, like, some highlights of them, like, either it would be a live performance or whatever. There is a thing that I saw that it was him dodging.
You
like
sound a bit high pitched.
Yeah,
21 punches in 10 seconds, like during an actual fight. Like just like the guy was used to taking a break and just like and not.
That was early stages of Parkinson.
I don't think so.
No.
Anyways, it was he did that and did like a little taunt. It was
that, again.
Awesome.
That
it was
well, he had a shaky thing, so we can't be sure if it was a taunt or
no,
what.
No, it was fine.
Just can't be sure.
Shut the fuck up.
Put him in a technique. Hey, speaking of dead people, last night there was this big scare with Jack Black. Did you hear about that?
Their Twitter was hacked.
What? Their official Twitter said, "We regret to inform you that Jack Black has passed away."
Yeah.
And it was their official.
That's fucked
thing.
Up.
Yeah.
What was the cause of death? Did they say?
They didn't say.
No.
Is the details coming soon? I think.
But that would just make everyone think.
Yeah,
crazy
hey, it's official, and then
yeah. What do you think of celebrity wise?
There was a hoax with him in the week before, I guess, going around anyway, and somebody hacked their Twitter and I guess propagated the whole thing. But anyway, I woke up today, he was alive. I was happy.
That's mean.
Yeah, but
Jack
Black
back from the dead.
What else they did? And this is really weird. They retweeted something Ryan Dunn posted, but it was like a post from like 5 hours ago. Like, they also got into Ryan Dunn's Twitter account.
Whoa. Oh, they hacked.
And they, like, I forget what it was, but it was something like how he's, like, not dead. And then, like, they retweeted that on that account.
Whoa.
It was weird. It was super weird.
Crazy.
It's fucked up.
It was fucked up.
What's going on?
Who do I believe?
Huh.
I'll believe anything on the internet these days.
Mm-hmm.
If it's written, if the text is there and I can read it.
If it's written.
I accept it and I swallow it whole.
That's what it was. Just met Tupac, real nice guys, what they posted on their.
Oh,
that's funny.
You know what that means? Because Tupac didn't die either.
Yeah.
Oh.
I don't know. It was weird. Anyways, fuck all that shit. Welcome to the Maker 64 podcast. This is the number one video podcast on the internet. We took over video games. We're tired of video games. Now we're the number one video podcast on the internet.
Yeah.
And speaking of which, we released the internet's number one video this week.
Well, wait.
What?
Let's preface that.
Okay.
We're the number one podcast, number one stream.
Okay.
Yeah.
Not going to be at TwitchCon.
Not good enough for that.
Not good enough for that.
No.
Oh.
Nope.
But number one other than
yeah. Yes.
I just wanted to...
The problem is TwitchCon's so far away.
It's
that's
the
thing. They didn't want to pay for our travel.
You know what they say about number one?
Down the street.
First, the worst. Okay, so
yeah.
that's true. The Twitch
call
mentality.
Oh, we should have been second the best.
Yeah.
Should have.
Despite us being number one, we were rejected for our panel at TwitchCon, even though it is being held in San Diego.
Even though I could probably walk to it.
Well, but. Next time you should get better at streaming video games, and then you'd be able to walk to it. But now
that feels like a direct insult at me.
So if you were gonna go to TwitchCon,
that does.
Get rid of your tickets. I don't think they give refunds, so just hand them out to people on the streets. Just get rid of them, okay? Vacate the tickets or your possession. It's frankly, it's not worth going because we're not gonna be there.
Should we? I just feel like it's right in our backyard.
Should we crash it?
Should we do? Well, honestly, like when we did the convention in Chicago, C2E2, we did a meetup outside the con that you didn't even need a ticket to go
Ooh,
to.
Ooh, that's
should
true.
Should we do something
oh, yeah.
like
Off-site.
That? I mean, if we did one outside TwitchCon, we seriously, it's right here. We live here.
Are you talking about doing a panel outside of TwitchCon?
No, I mean just a meetup or something.
Yeah,
I think we should do a panel outside of TwitchCon.
Okay.
And hell yeah.
It'd be so fucking funny.
If there's interest in that, contact. Hey, email podcast@mega64.com. Is there interest in that? If I don't hear interest, I ain't doing it.
Yeah.
I'm just going to eat a burrito.
And only email if you're going to be at TwitchCon.
We know San Diego better than anybody at TwitchCon. So
true.
They're keeping their convention confined to the convention center, but we know all the secret spots.
That's true.
That's true.
2 feet outside of the convention center, we have the greatest panel of TwitchCon.
We know of like a super secret truck that serves like awesome Mexican food. No one knows where that is, but we know.
We're the only ones.
We should have it there.
Awesome Mexican food for a convention center.
Because, you know, I've never had it when it wasn't, like, halfway through a day of Comic-Con. So I guess I really can't give you
that,
a real...
That does skew your
get outside,
the perspective.
Get some vitamin D's. We could have it at a park or something.
Yes, I'm saying.
Get some vitamin D's nuts.
Cool.
We're going to be there.
Right. Yeah.
There's interest.
More info coming soon. So back to the greatest video on the internet this week. Did you see our latest video? It's called Mood. If you haven't seen it, check it out. It is about...
Well, it's on YouTube as... Doom will be sued.
That's true.
But
Doom will be
whatever,
sued.
Whatever, you know
but
what it is.
You know what? Mood. We're going to call it Mood because that's the piece de resistance as far as the centerpiece of the video.
Now, as you saw last week, Rock and I were talking about that video, and we really didn't know what we thought about it before it was released and what was going to happen, and we thought maybe we went too far with a video, and we just put it out anyways and see, you know, what's the world say about it. People were actually pretty positive, I thought. Yeah. Overall,
I thought it'd be a lot more negative.
Split reaction, I'd say.
Hey, a little bit more towards loving it. Yeah, see, more positive vibes.
I liked it.
Did you?
Yeah, it was a total surprise to me. I didn't know anything about it.
Okay.
And I was pretty blown away. I thought it was really funny.
Hey, I thought that the stuff you did, Derek, especially with, first of all, you made that song, which was good. It was a perfect song.
Yeah,
that was perfect.
We should say the first half of the video. It's actually, I just realized this. The first half of the video I edited pretty much with us speaking. And then the second half where you see the game was entirely Derek. Down to the music. He remixed a track to make that. I was surprised how good that sounded.
Yeah.
Like to that genre.
Well, thank you. It was a 2-second loop slowed down to 20%. Just pasted over and over. So
there you go.
Not very difficult to accomplish.
It sounded like more work than it was, I guess.
Yeah. Most things do. You know what? That's how it works.
But I thought the level one, level two, how different they were, how cool they looked. Oh, that was great.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Awesome After Effects. That was really cool. The video on a whole is weird. And I don't know what I feel about it still. I still don't know if it was like a good video. In my opinion, I don't know. I don't know if we did a good thing.
What is a good video in your opinion?
I like the Miitomo video.
Okay.
That was my last video. We killed it on this one.
This video is kind of the opposite of the Miitomo.
Definitely.
It is.
And I feel the opposite.
So there you go.
I like this one. I like this one, but it's in such weird territory that I'm still not confident about it, I guess, like releasing it. But sure. I enjoyed watching it.
Yeah.
But I, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a think piece. A lot of people thought about it. Maybe some people thought about it too much.
A little too much.
Yeah, it was good. I'm happy with it. I'm proud of it. I feel like it garnered unnecessary negative attention.
Yeah, towards
a little
bit. It's weird because when the first day we put it out, I really got a lot of great feedback, and then I hadn't taken a day off in a long time. I took a day off, and then when I came back, I was seeing a lot of like. Your career's over and you're dead kind of shit, you know, which is always my favorite. But, sorry, my mic is falling.
I think it's melting. God. It's so hot.
Drooping.
It is so very hot in here, by
like
the way.
Like our
everybody.
Humor, it's falling and
yeah,
sagging.
It is. Wow, that was symbolic. Oh my God.
Yuck.
But you know what? To everybody who didn't like it, all I could say is every fucking week there's a new Mega 64
video. Yeah, exactly.
About some different topic, so tune in next week and you'll get something different.
Dude, you're going to love... I mean, we've been working on some great stuff, so
yeah,
you're gonna
that's
love
true.
Something. Something's gonna be good.
Well, you keep moving it back to the original position.
I'm trying to move it so that if it droops more, it's actually in a good spot.
There we go. There we go.
I think we got it.
Anyways, so that video came out, and then we had a whole podcast featuring the Warcraft thing that the three of us did, but the video that we filmed came out. We captured the flag.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Warcraft. And it looked cooler on camera than I thought it was going to. Like, I thought that, like, the set and everything, like, looked pretty cool. Almost like Guts or, you know, one of those, like, Nickelodeon type shows that we watched in the 90s. That video came out. That was a lot of fun to film. Like, I mean, it was something that was very different for the three of us. Like, we don't normally go out with other YouTubers and film, like, something like that. But I had a great time doing it, so.
Yeah, that was a blast.
Anyways, that came out. You can watch that. We're sprinkled in the thing. Like, we're not in that. We're not featured too prominently.
You know, we're featured more than a lot of the people.
Yeah, there's a lot of people there who were really cool and interesting people that were not in that video at all. And I kind of felt bad because we made friends with, like, everybody on our team.
Yeah.
And sadly, they didn't make the cut.
Yeah. Honestly, it's interesting because with that, like, they edited it into a 9.5-minute video or something like that. It could have been an hour. Like the amount that we shot three big rounds. And there were so many great little moments. Like, everyone, it was really exciting because everyone had their strength.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, even with me, like, I didn't think, I mean, just showing up to it, I'm like, I'm not athletic at all, nor am I competitive. I don't think I'm going to bring anything to the table here, honestly.
Yeah.
I was just being real. And even I found my thing. And, yeah. like, I got some shit on. I uploaded, like, a raw clip of
well,
some of
that
stuff
that
on YouTube.
Too, yeah.
And people were like, you were fucking camping? Yeah, but it was amazing. Like, yeah.
Hold on. Welcome to the logic of a camper. Go ahead.
No,
yeah.
In all honesty, no, it was awesome. That was my, I stayed in the area, where our flag was, and, no one fucking touched it.
It's true.
And I felt like a badass.
And not only that, but whenever I was out of ammo, I'd run back and Rocco would hand me some ammo.
I just kept, yeah, because seeing as how it was our base or whatever, all of it flew there.
Right.
And so I was just collecting all of it, and everybody would come in like, are there any more? And I would, just stop. Right.
Was it capture the flag?
It was.
Yeah,
so always one person camps the flag.
You have to.
He was
handing
the flag.
That's the fucking and I was, way you play capture the flag.
Man, and it was, I felt really bad though, because I was getting into it so much. And there was one point, I wish it was in the video, I don't even know if cameras captured it, but someone thought they were badass from the other team and ran as fast as they could and did like a knee slide in to grab
hot
the flag. Like,
huh?
Ooh, this will look good on camera. And I'm telling you,
fucked up.
It wasn't shot in slow motion, but I saw it in slow motion.
Sure.
You just saw, and man, the second I saw face, it was, whoa, and that thing, boom, like just... dust everywhere, and I went, ha!
Oh!
And it was like, whoa, I'm sorry. Anyway, all right, it was just like...
It
all happened so fast.
I want a name.
The first round, like the first second of the first round, we start, and the rules were, don't hit anyone in the face. But it's like, I'm throwing from
it's
far
an
away.
It's an accident. Yeah.
I throw this fucking thing full of, like, whatever that is. Chalk.
Was it, like, a powder?
It was, it wasn't chalk. It was chalk.
It was motherfucking
cornstarch, whatever. I threw it as hard as I fucking could at some person behind a barrel. Before it gets to that person, a girl sticks her head out, and it's boom! It hits her so hard in the face that her goggles fly off her head.
Dude,
and she just like, oh!
You were reeling about that all day.
Yeah.
Just like, oh,
I was,
God.
And
Leave it to Sean, who always feels so bad for fucking someone up, too.
I ran back to her. I'm like, I just hit some girl so hard in the face. And after the round, like, her face was permanently blue the rest of the day. Oh. Like, I just, like, fucked her up. Felt really bad about it. So that was an accident. I'm sorry. I said it was like a birthday party that you would have gone to when you're 10 times 1,000.
Yeah.
It was like that.
That's cool.
Yeah.
It was cool. And they also, they guaranteed we'd be in the movie.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
Look in the opening scene when you're like, what's going on with all these balls of chalk?
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be us.
Yeah.
The chalk onslaught.
I don't know. Saw the new Fine Brothers video?
No.
Yes.
Did you see that?
Yes.
Did you want to talk about it?
What is it?
They watched Septic 5.
They did?
Yes.
Oh, whoa.
Wow.
It's come full circle.
5 years too late on that one.
Yeah.
Did they
on that. Well, yeah, it's one of our best videos, so of course they enjoyed it. They watched that. They watched... what was it? Hot Chocolate High Velocity?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, they're just going through our favorites at this point.
Yeah, basically, yeah.
Those videos would not be popular if it weren't for the Mega 64 community.
That's true.
That's
so
true.
It's because of you guys.
Have they watched Little Trumpet yet?
I don't know. I don't think YouTube has.
Hey, you know what? I'll put it in this podcast right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll take a break for that. Okay. We're back.
We're back. Hope you enjoyed that. So they did. I didn't actually watch the video. I saw that they watched it, but
that's funny.
I don't know how they reacted. If they liked the toilet paper clumped on his arm.
Yeah. Okay. But legitimately, if they ever do watch Homeless Guy Eats Crap, we know for sure what's happening. There's no way
that. There's some wiggle room with these other ones.
Sure.
But if they watch Homeless Guy Eats Crap. Then
we know.
At this point, they should just watch our podcast. Watch the Christmas cast.
They react.
2014.
Go straight to the source.
YouTubers react to our podcast.
Yeah.
And they're like, ew, I don't like that.
I don't like when he eats the shrimp with the cake. I don't like that.
Did he put a pickle in his cake? I don't like it.
I don't like it.
Hey, Christmas cast is coming around the corner.
It's
about 7 months away.
Hey.
I got a plan.
Hey, know what? It's 6 months away.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Excuse me, I was off.
Oh my god, I just realized that the year's halfway over.
It's about six months.
Whoa.
It is halfway over.
Your life
over.
Is halfway over.
And
well, that's true. Let that sink in.
Whoa. I hope it's not true. You're going to die in the Christmas
the,
game.
No, it's, you know, it's going to be, right now, you laugh, it's going to be here any second.
Ugh.
I always say this, but I say it to Sean, it's like, every time we complain about what month it is, you're going to be looking for Christmas wrapper, mm-hmm. wrapping paper, yeah. whatever.
It really,
no.
This year just started. And now yeah. But I guess it didn't. Halfway through it.
I already have my food figured out for this year.
Whoa.
I already talked with someone else who's got theirs figured out.
Oh my God. And I'm not ready.
Yeah.
I should do that though, because last time I just ate my beard and that was dumb.
No, that was good. That was good.
Yeah, but it was a bad idea.
That was good on camera though. That was good.
Yeah.
This year,
I like that one.
Oh, cool.
Do it.
All right.
Pubes.
But not mine. That's what gets weird.
That's not
true. Yeah. All right.
That's not weird. What? You never done that?
Are you asking for volunteers?
Woo! Where do we even go from here?
Yeah, wow.
Hey, you may have noticed there was not an episode of Funny Factory yet again. But
yeah, we did a video instead. I know, it's lame.
Crazy. But yeah. Still, support our Patreon, and there will be news with that soon. It's not like we forgot about it.
The true intentions of our Patreon will be revealed soon. That sounds shadier than I meant
it to. It does sound.
But it's a good thing. No, you're going to love what we've been working on and stuff like that. And again, the Funny Factory shows are a little bit of a break right now as we... as we get into these last formative weeks of what we're working on, it's just better. You're going to be happy when you see it because you'll be like, oh, okay, that's what, oh, they're spending their time on that. That's good. That's better.
Don't say too much.
Uh-oh.
Look, all I'm going to say, I'm not going to spoil anything.
Looming music?
I'm not going to spoil anything, but all I'm going to say is, page 132, okay, watch out, Snape.
Anyways,
I didn't
yeah.
spoil the book.
We'll have big news about that. No Funny Factory this week, so
you're gonna
cry about it.
Yeah, when you get the ultimate better Funny Factory, you're gonna be
2.0, baby.
Funny Factory 2.0.
It's got to be called Hilarious Factory. in other Mega 64 news, though, yeah. we do have some conventions coming up that we want to let everybody
yes.
know.
Yes.
So they can meet us there. We can have some FaceTime together yes. without the screen. Check us out. We're going to be at Anime Expo in Los Angeles and also RTX, which are our next two big conventions coming up.
Yes.
Should we say what the roster is going to be like?
I think we should.
Ooh, okay.
We should. Let's just drop it.
Official lineup.
Well, in case you didn't know, they are at the same time. Anime Expo and RTX are at the same time. We try to tell both sides to, hey, split.
Stop
hey,
fighting.
Stop. And last year they listened.
It's
this
like two
year.
Divorced parents who can't stop fighting over you.
Exactly. Yeah. And you're
had,
the one kid like trying
had
to
get one
in.
Year apiece between them, but now they're back at it again.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so the custody rights got complicated. Fuck. They are the same weekend. So we are splitting up to tackle both. Also, SGC is part of the RTX thing, so I guess technically we'll
be doing three conventions in one weekend.
Wow.
I don't know how that works. Anyway, but we are splitting up. So you, everyone in the chat, everyone watching at home right now, digitally, not analog, you decide what team you side with.
Hold on to your butts.
Oh, fuck.
Team Anime Expo is me.
Boo!
Okay, fuck you. No peanut gallery, please. This is for the people at home.
We decided me. Of everybody in the group, this guy... is the biggest anime fan in the Mega 64 government. He's like president of anime.
Me and Eric, but Eric couldn't make it.
Thanks, man.
Eric does love
Sorry.
Anime.
Eric would be the vice president of anime.
Big fan.
No, I have a new VP. In fact, we're going to make him CEO of anime
Ooh.
Tonight.
Promotion.
This guy, Derek.
Whoa, me?
I choose you.
I was CEO?
It's like a Willy Wonka thing. I was waiting to see who would earn the right.
All right.
I give it to you.
As first deed as CEO, I hereby cancel SGC.
Oh.
Whoa,
it's good. Not happening. You could still attend RTX. Throw away your SGC badge. There's no point. It's been... completely engulfed. It is now only RTX
from the CEO.
Yeah,
there you go.
And you cutting the confusion.
he knew Kaji died, so that's a
yeah.
Right,
that's
right.
That's true.
That.
I don't get it.
So anyway, we will be going to Anime Expo. So will Garrett.
What?
The trilogy, the original
Thank
three,
you.
The right. three wise men, right here. We will yeah. all be at Anime Expo. And now, the other lesser team.
Mm-hmm. The opposite of the three wise men.
Yeah, the four...
The four imbeciles.
The four dunces. No.
They're
no.
too fucking
that's
dumb.
Too, that's, too cl- that's too that, clever for you guys.
Eric.
I didn't want to give
oh,
that to you.
Oh, okay. That's too clever.
Wow.
RTX, the RTX team, it's going to be this guy, Sean, special guest Sean.
Pretty boy.
He'll be making an appearance.
Pretty boy, Kevin.
Alongside Kevin.
Yeah, my boy Kevin.
Alongside Eric.
Oh!
And RTX first, Brian will be
what? Oh, my
wait,
God.
Wait. They need a fourth person. We can pull enough weight with only three.
Well, it's the four.
Yeah.
The
well,
four
look,
dunces.
Look who we are.
Gotcha. Yeah. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay.
So what? Okay. What team do you side with?
Really cool tape on your hat here.
In a way, it's the equivalent of two people at RTX. You know.
True. Yeah.
But we
yeah.
put all four dunces together.
Yeah. So we should feel bad. A little understaffed.
Yeah. So we actually have more people.
Brian, honestly, Brian's good. It's the rest of them.
we got the dream team, I think, going to RTX. Also, I'm packing both conventions, so they're going to be surprised when they show up at Anime Expo and they're all out of mediums.
That is something a dunce would do.
Yeah, that is actually stupid.
Who hates money would do that. A real dip.
I just hate you guys succeeding in anything, so that's why we're only at this level. We haven't gone any higher. I just sabotaging. It's a man in the boat.
Nice. Let's issue a challenge and see which team has more fun at which convention.
Oh, yes. More fun.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah. Hey. All right.
Let's film our escapades.
A way to have fun.
Over the weekend, and we'll come back and we'll swap stories and compare.
Okay.
And we'll see who had a better weekend.
What video?
Okay.
That? Yeah.
Absolutely.
Team Dunce or the Three Wise Men.
We will film each other's weekend during that con, and we'll compare the footage, and whoever's footage is more fun
uh-huh.
yeah.
wins.
Yeah.
Well, here's what it's
and
gonna
we'll
be.
Let the fans decide.
Yeah, the fun off. We won't be biased.
Yeah, it'll be a fun off. That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Here's what's gonna happen. You're gonna get some amazing, crazy footage from Anime Expo, and then the RTX team is gonna go, I couldn't get the camera, like the frame rate,
That sounds awesome.
Get ready for some
video
fun.
Experts
I can see it happening
on my
already.
Side.
That's right. I said it, and you believe it. Thank you. Cast in stone.
This team's going to forget the battery back in San Diego.
Eric's good with the camera.
Oh, that's true.
They got Eric. That's true. He's got inside man.
Yeah, you know how.
He went to fucking.
Yeah.
Eric and Brian are going to be holding it down.
Yeah, and Brian's good at having fun.
Oh, yeah, he's
that's
true.
Fucking,
that's true. That's a good point.
Oh, he is
like a party animal.
Yeah. And I'm just going to be there in the background like a big old idiot, so.
Big old idiot?
Would you fucking Bam's best friend?
Every time I'd love to switch sides, that would be great.
Eric, you know what, Eric? If you want to leave my team and go off with them, be my guest.
Come over tonight. We'll watch
3.0. I'll see you at an expo. That's fine. Have fun with them.
You just cut your cameraman.
I'll have my own room.
Dude,
totally
that
fine.
Footage is
bad
not
move, Kevin.
Out.
It's totally a sinking ship.
Because we all know that what? Captain Pissy Pants over here is going to ruin their fucking fun time.
No
for
way.
Sure.
No
but
way.
I am king fun.
You know what I think?
Pissy
for
pants.
Sure.
I think
absolutely.
When it comes to which convention you're at, these guys legitimately love anime.
Yeah.
You fucking hate
that's
Rooster
why,
Teeth.
That's why I'm doing Anime Expo.
Yeah.
He says it all the time.
You going to have fun.
Oh,
secrets
man.
Out. I'm going to have so much fun.
Yeah.
Anime is my forte. I might even fucking cosplay. That's a poem.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck, dude.
That's a poem?
Yeah, that was spoken word.
We might be switching teams here.
I might go to the... dude. Is there going to be an anime rave at RTX?
And
I think no.
We get to go on a plane.
Hey, Derek.
Yeah, there is.
Shit,
there is.
Yeah.
Fuck. All right, well, we'll compare the raves. We'll see who turns up the rave. That's required in both videos. Who tears up the rave harder?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, all right, okay. All right.
Required footage.
Absolutely. Let's call Grindcraft up.
Eric has to go to the anime rave.
Okay.
And no sabotage prank shit over
oh,
with
I'm
the merch. Because
yeah.
I know you're
a I would never do that.
I don't trust you. I can't see your eyes.
I'm not that fucking stupid.
Cool.
Well, anyway, there you go.
So, come out to the conventions. If you come to Anime Expo, you can be in our video.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if these guys will allow it. They're kind of, like, not fun.
Snobby.
But we like to have a good time. So,
yeah,
we'll see you there.
We will see you there. And we have lots more announcements to come about what will be at those shows. Because we've got some awesome stuff planned. Anyway, real quick, let's thank our sponsors this week. I want to say a thank you to our friends at Kickapoo Joy Juice. Grab yourself a Kickapoo Joy Juice. You can drink one for yourself. Go to drinkkickapoo.com and you can order them, or you can find out where else you can get them. Because guess what? They're on Amazon. Look up Kickapoo and they're on there. You could follow at Drink Kickapoo on Twitter and you're going to be getting updates. Where is this drink? Where can I get it? How can I possibly drink
that? If you have a family computer, your mom is already signed into Amazon. Her credit card information is stored.
Hopefully it's right there.
Add it to the shopping cart. Check out. They already have your address. Kickapoo is on its way.
It better be Prime.
Kickapoo is working on that one Amazon button that you put next to your supplies. You can just click it. We'll get that going, and then you can just click it just whenever you need. Oh, I need to drink another one.
How often do you need fucking Tide?
I mean, yeah, exactly.
Why get that?
Yeah, stop washing your clothes and get a Kickapoo for yourself.
You know what? If you want to make people happy, take a six-pack of Kickapoo, go down to the local bar. People don't need alcohol, so they're not paying attention to their drinks, just kick open the Kickapoo and dump that in.
Yeah.
And treat them to a Kickapoo they didn't even know they wanted.
Right. Dump out their beer, pour the Kickapoo in.
You could become famous. You could be like the phantom Kickapoo of your town.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Dump the Kickapoos like Santa Claus all over the
land. Santa.
You were good this year. So there you go. We dump it there.
Be the phantom Kickapooer. Get yourself a case of Kickapoo.
Hey, it makes smiles.
Someone in the chat says, fuck Ecto Cooler. I've been drinking this shit because Kickapoo ain't here yet.
It's coming, though.
So there you go. Like, I have to drink this swill. This Ghostbusters. There better be a Ghostbusters Kickapoo.
That makes too much sense. Mm. They should do that.
Yeah, Bustin they should. Bustin makes me feel poo. If it's up to us, we've got to take a poo.
That wasn't. Good. Kickapoo is also good for plants. So if your family has a garden, go ahead and water all those spruds and buds with Kickapoo.
Yeah, right? Like, if you have a Kickapoo carrot, you guys ever had that? Because I have, and it's real good. The Malibu soaks up into the carrot, so it's very sweet.
Did we ever get word on what happened when you feed your pets Kickapoo?
Yeah. Yeah.
What happened?
They're all doing great.
They had babies. They had cute babies.
Nice. That's cool.
Yeah.
Hey, I also want to say, check out shop.mega64.com where you can order a selection of fine items. I want to let everyone know, we put some new things on sale on Friday. We had a new, brand new, Sean's wearing it right here, new snapback hat. Guess what? It's sold out day one.
Oh,
gone.
Shit.
That's it. I can't even offer that to you. I wish.
Sorry.
That's it. But we also put out, we finally restocked our experiment sweatshirt.
Mm.
I know everyone in here wants a sweatshirt. So, everyone at home, if you haven't gotten one, go to shop.mega64.com and pick one up. They're selling out. We got a lot this time. So, I was thinking, okay, hopefully they'll hang on, because I think they sold out in like an hour before.
Yeah, they did.
So, thankfully, that did not happen this time, because I hate that. I like that our items sell out, but when it happens in like 1 hour,
you feel like a dick.
It's like, it's like nobody even had a chance.
Sure.
So the hats, you know, I wish we had more, but we didn't. But anyway, the sweatshirts, some sizes are sold out.
And some we just looked at the numbers, and they're very low on every size.
Yes. So get one now if you didn't get one. Thank you very much for your support, as always. Mm-hmm. Anyway, moving on.
We filmed a skit this week. We said we're working on stuff, and you're going to be very excited for what we filmed.
Yes.
We realized when we film skits, we get to see how not funny the public is.
Yes.
I don't know if we want to talk about that, but sometimes it's hard to walk around in a fucking stupid-ass costume.
Yes.
Well, we talked about the Barney situation.
Yeah, Barney was a great example.
Yeah, Barney's a perfect example, everyone knows Barney. We're filming a video. Yeah, we're in public, but we're not in. We're not like looking for people. We just need to be outside for this location.
Yeah, we weren't interacting with anybody.
Right. We're just doing our own shit, and you know, people just. I mean, I get it. I'm in a fucking Barney costume. I understand that's weird.
Yes.
But also, leave me alone. I get it.
Hey, you're not Barney. Hey, you're not Barney. Doesn't ride a scooter.
I guess we'll have more stories to tell after this video comes out.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was an interesting weekend.
I think it takes a special kind of person. Like, the people who are watching this right now, they get it. And I think if you saw something out in public like what we had, you'd be curious and you'd want to know more. But you wouldn't sit there going, hey, that's not right. That's not Barney. Barney doesn't ride a scooter. that Barney doesn't ride a bike.
You should but say that's too, the majority of the people.
I think I realized how many people are straight up drunk in public in San Diego on the weekends. Sometimes.
The parts of town we went to, yes, definitely. Yeah. But the majority of the public does kind of straighten out and just kind of focus in to get more of what's going on. And they don't shout shit out loud. But there are always those ones, especially where we were.
Comedians.
Yeah. Man.
Kill them. Hey, did you play any video games this week? I played Uncharted 4 some more. I haven't beaten it yet. I'm not going to spoil anything, but I'm driving around a lot. And I wish I could stop doing that. Like,
that's not a very long part of the spoiler.
I've been driving. Maybe I'm just doing it wrong, but I just want to get up to the fucking place. And it's like, God damn it. Like, I don't want to drive anymore.
Well, I mean, what I mean by that is, if you're feeling like that, it's probably already almost over.
Well, I hope so.
Yeah.
Because I, you know,
aren't there conversations going on to keep you...
There are conversations, and I, you know, like, at first, oh, cool, I'm going to check things out. And it's crazy. You can get out anywhere you want and, like, explore. That's kind of cool. But I just am getting lost a lot. So I'm very excited for this part to be over. But I still am enjoying the game. I can't wait to finish it. So that's it, though. Oh, and I'm playing that Slither.io. Is it Slither or Slither.io? I don't know. That game that Joe was talking about. I don't know which one it is.
Slither.io.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
Is it Slither.io?
It's a URL.
Yeah, you type in the IRL. IRL. You type in the URL, IRL, and it will take you to the game, Slither.io. But I call it Slither.io because it just rolls off the tongue.
And it looks like that. So
I wanted to talk about that in a second, but has anybody been playing... I know we talked about this already, but Doom?
Been playing Doom.
I haven't gotten
Not
back
since
to
the
it.
The last one.
I've been so busy, I haven't gotten back
to it. You've been liking Doom, Eric?
I love it. When I have time to play, it's fun.
Nice.
It's great. It's really, really great. Single player is awesome. Snap map's cool.
Yeah,
it's a lot
it
of
is.
Fun. There you go.
Cool. Yeah, I downloaded The Witcher 3 on Steam, but haven't got a chance to play it because I've seriously just been playing Slither.io. I am addicted to this stupid browser game.
Yeah.
This happens every couple of years. I'll find something like the helicopter game or Dice Wars, and now Slither.io. Just a browser game,
yeah,
that,
some little
that,
game.
Hits the, that fucking yeah. hits the nail on
yeah.
the head for
yeah.
me.
Yeah.
And I've been playing so much Slither.io that I kind of started getting philosophical about it.
Whoa.
I started reflecting on how Slither.io is representative of life.
Okay.
It seriously is.
Yeah.
Think about this.
Okay, you're right.
All you want in Slither.io is to become the biggest snake. And it's really hard to do. You'll probably never become the biggest snake in Slither.io. And you're on your goal. You're on your path. You're trying to become the biggest snake. And then you die. And you just feel so fucking pissed off. And it's like, man, everybody else in this game is so much better than me. But then I stopped and I realized, no matter how good they are, everybody in Slither.io will die.
Yes.
Nobody can live forever in Slither.io. Just like in real life, we all meet our maker.
And then, you know, they feast on you after you die, and they take everything you
have. Everybody is trying to do the same thing. Everybody wants to be the biggest snake. Some of us will get closer than others. Most of us will just die. Dying sucks.
No,
go ahead. Dying sucks, but also when you first start a game and you're a tiny snake, that sucks. And then I realized, and this was my Zen moment, the funnest part of Slither.io is the middle, when you're just on your path, getting bigger, becoming a bigger snake.
30s.
You're just... Not even your 30s.
No?
Not the allegory for life doesn't play into your 30s. But just when you're a tiny little snake, you can't really do that much, and it sucks. And when you're a big old snake, and if you ever become number one snake, there's nobody left to eat. At that point, you're just waiting to die. The funnest part of that game, just like in real life, is the middle. When you're just doing your fucking thing on your fucking mission. It's pretty deep for playing a web browser game.
Well, you know, a big snake kind of gives birth to a smaller snake, right? And then what does the smaller snake become?
Big snake.
Exactly. Got to know who your father is.
Mm.
Yeah. Don't tell your daddy how to fuck.
Mm.
Big boss. I get it.
That was what Prince told Kevin Smith.
I'll be right
together.
Back.
Kevin Smith was trying to get like information from him.
Yeah.
That's right.
Man, I was saying this yesterday, but I'm so fucking tired of hearing about how Prince died.
That's an unpopular thing to say, Sean.
He died, and he died weeks ago, and I'm sorry that he died. Stop fucking talking about it. Oh, my God. Everything in the news is, it looks like Prince died on this now. This is what killed him. Here's a photo of the day that he died this day. There's a picture of him.
Prince found a new way to die.
He's dead.
Like,
I'm
sorry. You talk about that Muhammad Ali died, and it's like people are already done talking about it, and it's like, I guess it would have been better if Muhammad Ali overdosed on drugs instead
of
just
been crazy.
He just died, and it was like respect. That guy had this is what he did in his life. Cool, and then it was like, but like every day is number one headline is, oh my god, Prince took something else today. He ate some spaghetti the day he died. Can you believe that? It's like I don't know. Yeah, I can't believe that.
I have a piece of paper here. What is that? I don't often do this. But I was perusing Steam this week, trying to find a new game to play, and I stumbled across a little title called YouTuber's Life.
It's a game?
It's a video game about being a YouTuber. The point of the game is to become the biggest YouTuber you can. Get as many subscribers as you can.
Okay.
It's like The Sims, but you make YouTube videos.
Okay.
That's right, Sean. Your life.
My life's a game.
Is a video game.
Yeah. Whoa.
And since your life is a video game,
yeah,
I thought it might be interesting to read the comments on this video game because essentially they're commenting on your life.
Okay.
What they believe your life is.
Yeah.
So without further ado, okay. I have comments from game reviews for YouTuber's Life.
Now, before we get into that, in the game, you don't make videos. How do you make a video in
you
the
do.
Game?
These are game reviews, so they'll explain what happens in the game.
Okay.
And I just want to get all your guys' thoughts on this while I go over it. So, I won't give the names of the people.
Nah, do it.
Well, all the comments are there on Steam, so if you look up the game, you'll see these comments.
Yeah, they can figure it out themselves.
First comment. Ironically, a game called YouTuber's Life made me realize that YouTubers don't have lives.
Mm. Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Next comment.
Oh, that was it. Okay, fair enough.
That's the whole review.
Okay.
Some of these are cherry-picked, but that was the gist of that review. Some of these I clipped out just the meat of the comment. Next one. In all seriousness, the game is pretty good, but is way too easy at the moment. You gain subscribers very quickly. However, they're all greedy fucks who can't go one day without a gameplay. In turn, the video making just becomes monotonous after a certain point.
Okay.
They're all greedy.
In YouTuber's life, the subscribers are greedy fucks.
Wait, but he's talking about game streams? You make game streams?
At the moment, all you can do is be a gamer YouTuber, and you upload Let's Plays.
I mean, they have the makeup mod.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering.
All right.
Here's the next comment. The gameplay itself is simple and easy to understand, but it doesn't mean it's stupid easy, at least not to the point where I'm at. At this point, you can only be a gaming channel. So, you get a game. This is what YouTuber's life boils down to.
Okay.
You get a game. Record yourself playing.
Okay.
Edit. Wait for it. Just like in real life for making YouTube videos. Then you still have real life duties. At first you have school and need to earn money by working because your channel does not pay enough.
Uh-huh.
Sounds about right.
Yeah. Okay.
Then you move out and got rent and have to buy more stuff to stay relevant on YouTube.
Okay. Okay. All right.
Gotta stay relevant on YouTube. So you have to be able to manage your time in a game to be as efficient as possible to make sure you have constant uploads or else you lose subs. Have enough money. Don't know what happens if you don't have rent, but I guess it would be a good game. And still have a social life.
Okay.
So.
Wow.
That about boils it down. Still have a social life, which would be nice.
Yeah.
You kind of have that.
With sure.
With us.
Yeah. Okay. This is weird. This is a weird game.
All right, final one. Game takes 8 hours to beat. All you do is pimp out videos with very little thought. You can take courses to boost your skills, but really it's not useful. Just keep buying the most popular games and make 3 gameplays and 3 walkthroughs before you buy the next one. You can hire people to help make you videos, but again, you don't need to. Plus, if you ever want to fire them, it will cause them to be a hater and they will downvote all your videos.
Oh, that's what happens, haters.
Holy shit. This is...
So that's it. They pretty much nailed it, YouTuber life.
Yeah.
So how you get a hater, you know, you rustle up their nest.
How?
You know, firing them.
Oh, okay.
There you have it, folks. That is our life. that is our life. They pretty much nailed it.
Wow.
Got it.
Well, got it. I feel like you could just become a YouTuber instead of playing that game. Like, you know, like you could just do that.
It kind of teaches you how to make a real generic YouTube channel.
Yeah.
The formula's there.
Maybe it would inspire people to go be YouTubers.
Yeah.
Anyways. Yeah.
Be inspired.
I found that interesting. I found that interesting just being a YouTuber. People's thoughts on it.
Hmm.
That is YouTuber's life. Check it out. Hey, I wanted to say, I don't know if anybody saw any movies recently, but I saw this movie on Netflix. I didn't get a chance to talk about this last week because I wasn't here. But I was so excited to share this film that I found. Fuck Avengers, okay? That is an okay movie.
That, oh, I thought that was the name of the movie.
Yeah, I thought it was like a porn.
That sounded interesting.
No.
Yeah, I want to see.
Avengers is a movie. Fuck that movie. Crippled Avengers is a movie on Netflix.
I'm sorry.
It is 1,000 times better than regular Avengers. Crippled Avengers.
Okay.
Check it out. Crippled Avengers, also known as Mortal Kombat, and I think it might go by the title also of Revenge of the Five Deadly Venoms, is a 1970s kung fu movie.
Okay.
On Netflix, it's listed as Crippled Avengers. It is so badass. I don't want to even tell people what the story is. I really just wish you would look it up and watch it.
Okay.
But for the sake of having something to talk about, I'll briefly cover it.
Okay.
It's a kung fu movie basically about this guy who is a warlord, but he's just a fucker. If you talk shit on this guy, he'll fuck with you. He'll pull your eyes out he'll clap your ears and make you deaf.
Yeah,
and one dude talks some shit and he fucking cut his legs off. He's doing this to all these fucking people in the town, and at one point people are like, you can't keep doing this. You're like fucking, you're mean, you're evil. So they like run in and they try to like kill him, and he fucking does stuff to that guy, gives him like brain damage, turns him into an invalid. All these people who he fucks up eventually like leave town and go to some kung fu retreat.
Whoa.
And they all learn how to overcome their disabilities, and they basically turn into like a badass team of like...
So one guy's blind, one guy's deaf.
One guy has no legs, but he puts iron feet, like... He replaces his legs with iron legs, and they go back basically to get their vengeance.
This sounds rad.
It is like the type of movie you would walk in on your older brother watching and like not be able to turn your eyes away from.
Yeah.
It is paced so good. Like really? It just – every time it starts to get slow, like something else happens. It's badass. Please, everybody, take a moment. Go on Netflix.
It's called Crippled Avengers?
Look up Crippled Avengers.
Hmm. Huh.
Very good.
Okay. Yeah. That's
great. Interesting
Check
name.
It out. Check it out.
A lot of those old kung fu movies got renamed, like, they got re-released by, like, Wu-Tang members and stuff. And so some of them, it's like Old Dirty Master and stuff, but, like, that's not what it was originally called. Okay. That's just interesting. I don't know.
Shaolin style.
Yeah.
Huh. Son, I'm down with Wu-Tang.
Was it Wu-Tang that had... No. There was a video game a long time ago. Now I'm on a separate subject. There was a video game a long time ago... And I think it became a Wu-Tang game. Is that what it was? Thrill Kill. Like, it was going to be a horrifically gory fighting game.
You know that game, Eric?
And then they made it into... They scrapped it and they ported it into being a Wu-Tang game.
Wow.
Whoa. I think that's what it was. Wu-Tang... Did you ever play that? Wu-Tang?
I remember that being on store shelves and being like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
There's a Wu-Tang Shaolin style game.
I thought that was it. Yeah, I think that's what reminded me of that.
Yeah. I think it's PlayStation.
Yeah, it's PlayStation.
Yeah. But I think, I remember reading about Thrill Kill for a long time. Like, wow, that's going to be horrific. Like, it was a fighting game, but, you know, you're using knives and, like, hooks and stuff.
There was a period where a lot of, I think, like, 90s rap was very vocal about how they like to play video games.
Yeah.
And then the industry started reaching out to them and, like, well, let's market to your fans and make the video game.
Huh.
Because, I mean...
But then all these rappers' video games came out, and that was the end of that era.
Yeah.
That 50 Cent one, though, that's...
He tried it again.
Blood on the Sand's a classic.
Wasn't there... I was just reading an article the other day about one that was good. I can't remember.
It was there another Def Jam fighting game.
Yeah, Def Jam Vendetta, Def Jam, like, Streets of New York.
Yeah.
Those fighting games were awesome.
Yeah, that's right. I forgot about those. Was Def Jam Icon? Was that another one?
I think that was another one, yeah.
I thought that one was good, but I can't remember it now. All I remember is I got Def Jam Rap Star.
That was fun.
The rapping game. It was fun, except you had to, like... You couldn't just... What they get wrong with some of those games is you can't unlock... Like, you get it, and you just want to play with a bunch of people, and then it's like, wait, oh, we've only unlocked 5 songs? And you have to do all this shit in single player to unlock more. And it's like, well, I can't tell everyone to go away. Like, you have to include a code or something to unlock them all. Mm. If you're doing, like, a party game or something like that, like, you have to do that. And that's one thing that Rock Band has always been pretty good about, is, like, just let me play the songs.
Right.
I want a single player mode, but let me just play the songs. Anyway,
Didn't we rap to a pizza delivery man?
Yeah, we did freestyles here, and then a pizza guy came and brought a pizza.
Did we make him listen to one of our freestyles?
You kept rapping about turn your dick into clay or something like that.
That's a good one.
Every single thing you rapped about was something
Yeah, I get. I'm real sexual.
Dick raps
when I rap.
Yeah, you do nothing but dick raps.
Next week is Sean's birthday, and so everybody should send him a gift.
Yes.
If
you don't have to do that.
Yeah,
you should. Everybody wish should send him a happy birthday. Find something that reminds you of Sean. His birthday is June 16th, so next podcast will be the last podcast before his actual birthday. We'll open up all the gifts and film his reaction.
Yes. One. That's a good idea.
Send your gifts to Mega64 P.O. Box 713090 Santee, California 92072. Send your gifts. Send your favorite Sean moment.
Send the Sean trinket.
Yeah. Tell us about
it. I'm going to get a lot of jet blankets.
Yeah, that's all good. Of
Evangelion.
Now you're dropping hints. That's rude. That's
told you what he wants.
Rude. That's
he told
rude.
You what he wants.
Has a wish list.
He didn't say Olympics. No Olympics.
yeah, please.
When did the Olympics start?
Like 80 days. It's pretty soon. Really? In August. Although everyone is saying don't have
do
the
it,
Olympics
right? Postpone because of the
Zika it. Oh, yes.
Yeah. Like, there's been like 100 like high up. Health, what? World health people, like, please don't do this.
What are they're already born. Why do they Zika. Care? It's not going to affect them.
Okay.
They're kids.
Anyways, though. So we'll see.
A lot of sex happens in the pavilion. They give out condoms.
June 16th.
Not anymore. That's an 80s thing.
No, man. Sex? They say that there are like,
sex is an 80s
there are
thing?
Like bowls of condoms everywhere all over the Olympic Village because it's the athletes banging each other.
Wow. Yeah. If I knew
that's that.
That's
what you're there for.
Fuck, yeah. Dude. If I knew that, I would have fucking been sporty.
You just think
I know.
That seriously. Like,
hard ass.
Wait, how come they don't tell kids that?
I know. Why
if
not?
You go to the Olympics,
you get the fuck.
All the hottest athletes on earth.
Yeah.
Think
it's
about
all
it.
You can fuck buffet.
These people work out.
Yes.
And none of them are old and wrinkly.
The right. They're all like top physical condition because they're in the Olympics.
Yeah. And it's like a bang buffet?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Why are they against?
Hey, fucking PE teachers. Lesson number one.
Start talking real.
Hello.
Why are there condoms, though?
Because
they don't want to create super athletes. That doesn't make any fucking sense.
Yeah, really. What's the worst
before
result?
Before they started doing
some
that,
reverse
there was
eugenics.
Like all these like STDs and pregnancies and all this stuff going through. So they just had to like curb it because they figured these people are gonna bang
pregnancies
regardless. Are... We got to do something. So there's condoms everywhere.
Are they like cool Olympic?
And not
condoms?
Only that, but like the Olympic Village, you can only be in that village if you're an Olympian.
Exactly.
Like, it's like almost like it's like a campus.
Exactly.
That no one can get
so
into.
Anybody who's not DTF is not even allowed in.
Sure.
Yeah, exactly.
That's whoa.
Yeah.
Does Michael
I might start running today.
I'm gonna.
How old can you be to be in the Olympics?
Hey, as long
any
as you
age?
Get in, yeah. And like you know, there's curling or archery. You'd be old to do that.
Oh, yeah. I'll bang a curler.
Yeah.
I think Sean was saying you could.
You
be
could.
A curler.
I'm saying you could do that.
Yeah, you could curl, dude. You got guns.
They could bang a curler.
I know how to throw the, what, discus.
This guy throws the discus around like a fucking pro.
Yeah.
I'm
can I go to the village?
Out, I'm going to hang out outside the village.
This guy's laying down discs left and right.
I'm going to just chill on the front steps with my shirt off, tanning.
Cool.
I'm going to throw it out there.
Yeah. I'm going to be pocketing those Michael Phelps gold condoms and just posting up like a sticky note.
If you're a high jumper, does that mean you like rip the weed bowl and then fucking skip? Because... That could be a sport. Think about that.
Could be a sport.
I got a runner's body. I'll just tell him I run.
Yeah. Just show up and be like, yeah, okay, I run.
Let me borrow that jacket you wear, that Olympic jacket.
Okay.
Are the people registering you, they're not even athletes, are they?
No.
They're just simpletons that are,
yeah.
It's like getting into Comic-Con for free. You just walk up to the guy dressed as Sailor Moon, give me a badge.
I'm really good at talking my way through stuff. I mean, I always tell people I'm making a prank call before I
you know what?
Proceed with
the Olympic rings tattoo is like pretty much like you only have that for an Olympian. So if you just get that tattoo and show
like
them,
false honor.
It's like a ticket.
No, I don't want, you know what? I don't want someone to make a false honor video, put me up a blast on YouTube. They might figure me out.
Okay.
Don't put us on blast.
Oh, but you know what?
Huh.
I'm going to go for Winter Olympics.
Okay.
Yeah. Fuck summer.
Yeah.
Really?
Doing
yeah,
it in
it's
the
all
heat,
hot. Yeah.
Doing it in the sweaty.
Wait
like,
until it's all cozy and you,
yeah.
you like, yo, I got Home Alone on Blu-ray up in my
I got
cabin
some Home Alone and hot chocolate.
Come on
exactly.
down.
Exactly. Yeah.
You ain't going to be Home
and
Alone.
Is it in Tokyo?
It's going to be Home Alone 2.
It will, in 2020, it'll be in Tokyo.
It'll be in
no,
Tokyo.
No, no, no. It's summer.
Oh, that summer?
It's going to be South Korea.
Lost
in
Tokyo.
Well, South Korea is great too. I'd like. Totally try that.
Cool.
All right, we got
nice.
We got plans.
We
Don't
got plans. We're gonna be doing Anime Expo and RTX and
That's right.
The Olympics.
It's so hot
South
in
Korea.
Here.
It is so hot in
it's,
here.
It
sucks.
How did, it got later and it got hotter in here.
See, ladies and gentlemen, support the Patreon. Go to patreon.com/mega64, and we can get a facility with some AC. We can tune it up.
Your dream could come true.
We will give you video updates every week on how nice and cool it is.
We get way more productive. I mean,
you'll get a video every week like, yeah, it's feeling good in here. Thanks, everybody,
Mm-hmm.
We'll do it. We'll be, like, shirtless. No, we'll bundle up because
it's
cooler.
You know what? I'm going to say don't go to the Patreon and stop supporting it. Reverse psychology.
Oh, yeah.
I love it when he says that.
We don't need that.
We don't even need it. It makes no difference to us.
So.
Support it.
See, our fans are rebels.
What is that?
What? Oh, that's mine. I went to 7-Eleven. It's trash. I would have not done that.
I'll get it later.
Hey, I wanted to say real quick, we mentioned sending some stuff to the P.O. box.
Yeah.
I just want to say real quick, a quick shout out to this artist. And their name is Curtis. Curtis J. Curtis with a K.
Curtis Jump!
Curtis
it's
with
him.
A K.
Holy shit.
I like the K. But they did this awesome artwork of us as Dragon Ball characters.
And it's framed.
Let me see.
Yeah.
Protective
really cool.
Skin. Look at that.
Oh, nice. Very cool. They made you Trunks.
Yeah.
Me?
Yeah, you look a bit like him.
Is that good?
Yeah.
Very good.
Is Trunks good?
Yeah.
Cool. Thank you.
Yep, Trunks is good.
Thank you.
Pipe. After the Funimation podcast, you still don't know that. Wow.
Yeah,
sad
that's
day.
How you show
sad
your
day.
Friends
sad
loyalty.
Day.
Yeah.
Just found out my bro isn't a Trunks fan. Sad day.
If you don't like Dragon Ball Z, what do you like?
The Olympics.
What?
We talked about that.
Is there an Olympics anime?
Oh, there should
my
be,
God.
And they only do a new season every 4 years.
I would watch that.
They're already doing that with Attack on Titan. They could do it with the Olympics.
Well, they could do it every 2 years and have like summer and winter alternating like they do in the Olympics.
Tie it in.
Yeah, that'd be rad. And like there's like alien shit going on in the Olympics.
And it never ends.
Like Michael Phelps, come here. Let's look under that skin. Alien.
Mm-hmm.
I knew it. I knew you were underwater too
under
long.
The skin.
Water alien.
I see you, all those bong rips, and you're still getting gold medals? Let me see under that skin.
Hey, he's
lizard.
He's
person.
Racing one last year. I'm so excited. I'm like,
he really is.
Excited.
I did not know that.
But this year he's coming back. He's gonna do LSD.
Yeah, it's gonna be.
Yeah,
yeah,
dude.
Make it interesting.
There's like a commercial that he's doing for Under Armour about like sorry about that. About him like getting ready to go again, and like I get the chills every time I see it. Like I'm so excited.
You like him, huh?
Yeah, I do. Ryan Lochte is also a swimmer for the U.S. Hate that guy. Fuck that guy.
Hey,
Michael Phelps. I like him.
Wasn't there a swimmer that looks just like you that comes around every
4 years?
That's
a figure
years?
Skater, but he retired. So.
Oh, damn.
Pachinko, I think.
Pachinko, yeah.
Pachinko machine.
Yeah.
This is too fun.
That'll be in the link, though. That's good.
Is there a Metal Gear Solid Pachinko machine?
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, yeah. We should talk about that.
Okay.
They announced and showed this past week a Metal Gear Solid. Finally, Konami has a new Metal Gear Solid project with amazing cutscenes.
Oh.
It's a remake of Snake Eater with Fox Engine looking stuff in it, and it's a pachinko machine in Japan.
No.
We got like HD res of the boss, mm-hmm. and it was awesome looking. It's just so sad it's for a pachinko machine.
So essentially, it's a cutscene movie of a story you already know.
Yeah.
But you have to drop a little ball every once in a while and pay a little bit more money to keep watching.
To remember it.
But maybe you take your balls around the corner, you get a little gold piece.
Good deal. Yeah. It's Snake Eater with no controls. So you're just watching a movie.
Better.
And every once in a while, you have to drop a quarter in and let a ball fall down, and then you keep watching the movie.
I guess that, I don't. Is that how it will work? I don't know.
Did you ever play? I played an Evangelion pachinko machine.
Yeah.
I tried.
How did that work?
In
it
Japan.
Was fun. It was fun, and it wasn't that expensive to where I didn't feel ripped off getting to like experience some animations and some like bonus stuff where. Like, things would happen. Dynamic things built into them. They seem pretty interactive now. And the snake one looks good. I mean, it looks cool. But it's just sad that they're really
that's
focusing
what they're doing
the Fox Engine on pachinko machines.
Yeah, that's what I was
mean,
sad.
I mean, this is the first thing. Who knows what they're focusing on?
I was sad I in anything. The sense that, like, yeah, I mean, I knew it was going that way. But it's like, that's what Konami's doing with this now, huh? But I wasn't, like... in a rage. Like, there were people sending me emails that were like, "This, get ready for the worst fucking news of your life." But I feel so like content with Metal Gear. Like, we wrapped that shit up so hard in 4, and then we got 5, which is like this whole open world bonus thing.
Gameplay is
the only thing,
and the gameplay is amazing. I'm sad in the sense that, wow, what a wasted opportunity by Konami. But I'm not mad in the sense that, oh, there's no Metal Gear and it's Pachinko.
I'm super glad it exists because I got to see just those high-res images of David
it is
and
cool
the boss.
See,
it was just cool to see this, like, see aged Caucasian woman. Like, what a real-life, up-to-date perspective. Maybe. Don't judge.
Wait, Konami's going to be at E3?
Yeah, so that was the next thing I was going to say. Konami, they showed the E3 floor plan.
Yeah.
Konami still has a giant booth.
What?
And so that's what everyone's trying to figure out now is, what are they showing?
I hope
maybe
it's a
we'll
big
get to play Pachinko.
Wall that you can't get into like it was last time.
Yeah.
That was 2 years ago.
2 years ago, they had a white-walled fortress. There was literally nothing on the outside of it for anyone to see. Now, you could be invited or whatever to see a presentation about the Phantom Pain inside, but facing out to the public, it was white walls. It was just like, are they okay? This is before anybody knew there was any trouble at that company or anything, but it was just like, what? What is happening here? Anyway, I just don't know what
they're
they
gonna
would
have to
show.
Take the machines.
Maybe they will. They
wild speculation?
Well, I think it's going to be some soccer game, like PES soccer. And
ooh,
still
that much
doing
space
that.
For PES?
I don't know. Maybe they just already booked it, you know, prior to
oh,
whatever.
Yeah.
But I'm hearing rumors behind this. I'm hearing a lot of rumors.
He goes behind the scenes a lot.
From
dark
some,
web stuff.
From
yeah.
some people, dark web people, that there is...
He just pulled
yeah,
his ear.
That there is a sequel to a long-running series that is going to be shown there.
Black Hat stuff.
Now,
man.
Crazy rumor.
Am I withholding that? What it is? No, because that's literally what they said to me. They wouldn't fucking tell me what it was.
Oh. Wouldn't tell you.
Hey,
crazy
wouldn't
rumor.
It be
hey,
green.
I heard a rumor.
Oh, okay. I got one too. Go ahead.
I heard that there's going to be a new big video game, and it's a new character, and it has crazy weapons in it. Just a rumor.
Wouldn't it be great if it was Metal Gear 6?
No.
Wouldn't that... No. Think about this.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be fucking great if it was that? Because it's so fast after.
Funny.
Yes.
And all of a sudden it's, there you go!
Yeah.
That would be so fucking funny.
Oh,
man.
I agree. That's where I stand with this.
Oh,
do it. I dare you. Do it.
Oh, yeah.
If it was some kind of DLC, that would be amazing.
No, not DLC. It's a new Metal Gear 6.
Metal Gear
6.
That's
that would be
crazy.
Yeah, I know. But how awesome would that be? And who cares?
They're a business.
That's how I feel.
I got a wild speculation.
That's exactly how I feel about it, is I don't care. If they got some great industry icon to work on it and it was awesome, maybe I'll check it out. But I'm not invested. I'm so good with Metal Gear.
Right.
Make it.
Turtles in Time 2.
Oh my gosh.
Wow.
Rumor I heard.
Whoa.
Just a rumor.
Okay.
Might not happen.
What if it's PT related? They come through with Silent
Hill.
They're businessmen at heart.
Yeah,
Norman Reedus is a businessman. He needs
Kojima's
jobs.
Kojima's gone.
But Guillermo del Toro's but he's working with Norman and Kojima again, and Kojima's forming his own company. Maybe Kojima makes the game and gets Konami to publish it. Maybe they work something out. Maybe they bury the hatchet like businessmen, and they work a deal. Let's just keep the fan base going.
Wouldn't it be crazy?
He gets all he wants. He doesn't have to do Metal Gear anymore.
This is a very Kojima thing to do. What if the whole thing of him leaving Konami was actually just part of the marketing for the new game?
That's what you're thinking.
Yeah.
That'd be fucked up. We would have egg on our face. Because we really shit all over Konami.
Oh, man.
Oh, man.
You know,
we'll take that down.
We can't be responsible for rants that we make when we get fired.
I can't be held responsible for rants that I make, okay?
Yeah.
Sometimes I rant.
I don't get held responsible for anything in my life.
Sometimes I
rant. Called Angry Game Rant Guy.
Yep.
Rant Man.
Ranters
Rant Man begins.
That's a good. Is that one taken? Someone should register.
Who can we make fun of right now?
Me.
Okay.
Thank you for watching, guys. Good night.
No, wait.
Glad you shaved your beard.
Oh, fuck. Hey.
Look way sexier.
You look so much better.
You
legitimately look a million times better.
I seriously don't look at the mirror right now. Because I get so upset. You look better. I get like...
You're such a baby.
About what? Didn't you're strong
my
kid?
Fucking ugly face. It drives me crazy.
Some your beautiful some, lips some, that you can actually see now.
Some really bad thing happened to you when you were a child. Because this is like deep-seated beard stuff.
It's like you took it
off. Fucking can't stand how I look. I'm wearing glasses and a wig and a hat because I want to cover myself as much as possible. Because I fucking can't stand it. So
did some clean-shaven person torment you when you were a child?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
What happened when you came out of the bathroom? Your kid kind of...
Oh, yeah. I walked out, upset. And then Sawyer went, Dada, no.
She wants the beard even.
She wants it back.
And Jenny likes the beard.
Yeah.
She's into baseball players, I think. That's the thing.
Who? Jenny is?
Yeah.
Okay.
They all have that beard thing going on.
Yeah. Is your wife forcing you to have a beard?
No. No, I definitely... She likes the beard.
She's not going to see this. You can be honest.
She won't see this, but I have a beard for myself, and she just happens to like it, which is great.
So it's like a plus, but it is. It weighs heavily on your...
I thought we could be honest on the podcast. I look like a fucking idiot.
No. So...
auto response.
I'm sorry about my face.
Look like the guy
she wants to keep other girls away. Put an ugly beard on him.
Yeah, exactly. You're onto something.
Yeah.
You know what?
Yeah.
The bottom half of your face, Kevin, we get a close-up, like the top half covered and everything, the bottom half of your face, you got like a Bradley Cooper chin.
Oh,
like,
you are sexy.
Yeah, that we never get to see.
Like, it's cut. Like, if you look right into Kevin's camera,
talk like a raccoon. Like,
look at how the definition, damn, dude.
It's like putting up a scrim in front of Mount Rushmore. Like, get that out of the way. Let me see.
Also, you look hip, like a young high schooler.
Don't. I
look like a surfer.
Or a freshman in college.
Like, oh, man. I had to go out in public, like, to soccer games and stuff like that today. And I saw the parents I usually see, and everyone was commenting on it. It's like, God, this fucking killed me.
And they were all like, you should be playing the soccer game. You look so young.
They didn't even recognize you. I was like, oh, just, God damn it.
Love the new beard. Who's this fucking picturesque, elf-like model walking straight out of Midler?
No, I love his look.
No, it sucks.
I dig this look. I dig the face, dude. No.
Anyways,
I'm getting a full profile when you're sideways like that, too.
Yeah, and a half chub.
That's what I thought you were going with.
Can he show that? Yeah, that's good.
All right, well, thanks for watching, guys.
It's not over.
It is.
It's about that time.
It is.
We should wrap it up. So, thank you, everybody who watched tonight. Thank you to everybody who loved and lived and laughed.
And if you didn't, fuck you. Okay? Seriously.
Wow.
Fuck you. Why would you watch this show when you get no joy out of it? Why would you do that? Yeah. Remove the things from your life that give you no joy.
I don't, like, live in your depression.
Okay? I only want the people who enjoy this show and who get love out of us to watch it, okay? And if that's not you...
It's not for you.
Go away. Right?
I agree.
I'm with you.
Sure. Posy vibes only.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Only.
And if not, fuck you, like he said.
Yeah.
Posy vibes or fuck you.
Right.
House rules. Be nice or get out. Deal with it.
Someone in the chat asked if I'd do a Godfather monologue to wrap it up. All right, okay, sure.
Should we let
Sounds
that...
good. We'll Don't you know lights? That I wouldn't never let that happen? That I would never let...